on radio, digital radio, the app and streaming. RSN's Racing Pulse.
Great to have your company this morning. Time to have a chat to Jason Adams because the world of greyhound racing has another big weekend and we head over to Adelaide for the Adelaide Cup. And Wow She's Fast is a headline act. Good morning, Jace. You well?
Good morning to you, Michael. I'm well and looking forward to tomorrow night's Adelaide Cup. I'm actually heading over there for the first time. The first time I've been to Angle Park, and plenty of good raps about the new track and what it looks like, and what an occasion as well. Adelaide Cup night, the best and fastest greyhound in the land at the moment, Wow She's Fast, the headline act.
There's no doubt about that. What price is she?
She's $1.75 out from $1.60. So I don't think that's a reflection of her chances being any less, probably just people not wanting to take 160 in a field of that sort of depth. But we know how good she was in the match racing series to qualify for this race, and she hasn't put a step wrong for 6 months. So if she does what she's been doing, she wins the race. If she makes any sort of blue, then the pressure's on and it's wide open. But I think everyone would be in agreement that she's absolutely the one to beat. So she's won almost $1.2 million in prize money, so an extra $100,000 will jump into the bank if she takes out the Adelaide Cup tomorrow night. So it's a good field. Other Victorians we've got in it, Fernando Mir, Zippy Tesla, one of my favourites, one of the biggest tickers in the game, and also Frodo Man and Dusty Bursky. But clearly the main attention, and as it should, surrounds Wow She's Fast.
Box 5 should be good for her?
It probably doesn't matter a whole lot. I mean, she's not one to really pin the start, but what she's got around her is Zippy Tesla on her immediate inside in box 4. He doesn't have any early speed. And Frodo Man on her outside has a bit of toe, but he likes to stay in that middle part of the track. So she's going to get that first couple of strides to get moving. And we know she's only needed that to really go nuts over the past 6 to 12 months. So it's all in her hands. If she turns up and does what she's been doing, then she wins the race.
So we take the $1.75.
Oh, I probably don't have enough money to be caving into the $1.75 chances, but I'll be tipping her with no dint in my confidence.
You're buying too many Group 1 greyhounds. That's what's the problem with you, Jace. Hey, Bendigo Cup of Heats on Sunday night as well?
Yeah, it's going to be quite interesting because it's a bit of a good time slot. We know usually with sort of country cup heats, whether it be on a Friday night or whatnot, the Sunday night's going to have all the attention surrounding it. So just cruising through the fields now. Nominations are strong, which they always are for a Bendigo Cup series. So there's 8 heats. Some of the biggest names we've got in there, Robbie Rotten, who was a Warrigal Cup winner plaintiff, who's going to be one of the most informed greyhounds in Australia at the moment for Jason Thompson. Power of Buddy, who is looking for back-to-back Bendigo Cups. The likes of Typhoon Sammy, we know how good he's been on the Country Cup circuit. And, yeah, the list goes on. Revolution. It's going to be a really good night of racing. That's Bendigo this Sunday night. The first heat does kick off at 6:44. So feed up after a big weekend and tune into the Bendigo Cup heat.
And we've got a big night tonight at Sandown with a countdown to the Melbourne Cup on. We've got McInerney in action as well. So it's a cracking night.
It is. It all starts tonight. So tomorrow marks 50 days until the Melbourne Cup on November 26th, a Saturday night. So it's quite scary that we're getting this close. We know how quick time goes. But to celebrate that, we've got a launch race tonight, which is just a special event, $10,000 for the winner. And the million-dollar chase winner, McInerney, is back in action. So he's drawn Boston before. It comes up against a pretty good field. Paddy Wants Pass is going to give him a fair bit of grief on his inside. And then the likes of Eldorado towards the outer are going really well. So that's race 8 tonight at Sandown, which goes at 8:58.
Leave us with one winner.
One winner for me. I reckon race 12, the last, will have to stay up until 10:30. Number 6, Aldrich Vale. We've got these split times that we put together over the past probably 6 to 12 months, and he had the fastest first 20 metres for the meeting last Thursday night. So hopefully he can step well and go on to get the job done. So that's race 12, number 6, Aldrich Vale.
Good on you, Jace. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Michael. You too.